Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A, you know what today is.
28.
November 28, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next abatement is a real estate paid abatement, which it is a refund. It's abatement number 213230. Structure dropped off the camera in 21. The money is set in escrow, waiting to be paid to the correct amount. License title agent, their title number is all on there. So, but when it came up as a refund abatement, I don't know.
I'm confused on this.
Because it's an increase.
It's an increase then.
I don't know why it came up as a real estate paid payment though.
Is it paid abatement? Has it been paid?
They said it would come through, and when it's the end, it would come through with the...
They've already paid, there's just no more.
Okay.
I understand. It's not a refund.
Label Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next set of abatements are add-ons book and splits.
Do they all add up and correspond?
Moment. Do they all add up and correspond to each other like we're supposed to?
Yes.
Exhibit C.
Exhibit C with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit C dated... You said 28th? 11/28.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next set of abatements are personal property paid abatements. The first two was to correct the $300, $366, and $367 are to correct a tax code error, which caused the amount of the taxes to change. I think those had been to the BOE prior, and there was an error on them beforehand. I believe it's gotten corrected.
These are refund abatements.
Yes.
On these others, is that just on personal property where it didn't freeze all of them?
And all of the rest of the personal property abatements on this list is when they went and paid when the taxpayer filed their assessments online, it took the new state's NADA amounts and the ones that then the assessor has reduced that amount because it raised everybody's value of their vehicles and left the values at the 21 state value where the vehicles were valued lower.
We did hold the value of personal property at the 2020 rate.
The only exception to that is abatement number 30378, and that's because they said they didn't own the vehicle on January 1st.
You said 378? 378.
Yeah,
I think. 378.
Yeah,
that's the only exception in there that I know of.
Okay.
Just a side note, I think, aren't used cars starting to go down in value already?
Yes.
I believe so.
I think, like, big time?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
So I'm glad we didn't raise them, right? Is that what you're saying? You held them at two
different rates? We did not raise them. Yeah. All of these here, when they went online and did it, it went with the raised rate.
Gotcha.
And this here is trying to correct that.
Correct that. Right. Right. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. The right thing to do. So this is Exhibit D?
Yes.
Move to approve Exhibit D with today's date.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I have a question. Are you going to try to have a meeting prior to the 1st of December to, if they're able to get this one here?
I would hope that you can fix that today, and then we can schedule at least a call-in.
Yes.
By tomorrow afternoon.
Let's try to get that done. As quick as possible.
Okay. Susan, if you'll call Shanna to know what time tomorrow afternoon that you'll have it done, and we'll call, do a call-in and approve it.
All right, we'll be in recess.
Might be able to get it done today.
Pardon?
Well, I got 12:21 p.m. We'll be in recess.
We might be able to do that today, then, but he has to run it through, see?
Yeah.